A reading from Mark 1, 35 to 39. Very early in the morning, while it is still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
This is like a giant pause in a way.
Yeah.
Jesus needs to be refreshed. He needs to get back in relationship with his Father. And he, like us, I have no idea what he's praying here. You might have a better clue on that. But he needs a sense of what he should be doing. And in fact, I think this passage tells us what he received in that is here's why I'm here. And I can't be out, you know, because of all this stuff I've been doing, people want to, they want to transform me into something I wasn't sent to be.
Yeah, that when you read Mark, he starts different than the other gospel writers. They start with the virgin birth. Mark gets right into the action. So this first chapter reads as this fast action. Jesus is doing all of these things. And you would think from the disciples' response, you keep doing things because you're building your kingdom. But we get a heart at how Jesus does the things that he does, that he goes off by himself to be refueled. John says that it repeats Jesus' words often. Jesus says, "I only go where the Father's going. I only do what I see the Father doing. I only give you words that I hear the Father giving me." And where did he get that? It's by going off and being alone. Luke says, actually, in Luke chapter 5, he often went off into solitary places. It's there that he prays and he comes back to his identity and he gets fueled up, like you said, to continue doing the kingdom things.
In the secular world, what we do is have board of directors instead of prayer.
Right.
And it's a week. It's really a simulation of the real thing.
Yeah.
We turn to our board because what are we looking for? We're looking for direction. We're looking to make the right rather than the wrong decision because every minute takes us to a decision. And they're all crucial in a way because even if the impact of a decision, just in this, I'm talking secularly, not in terms of what Jesus is doing here. He has a line right up to God himself and He needs to go there. Just like we need advice, we need direction, we need to pray.
Well, even the idea that if you want to get something done, you got to put more effort in, get more action. We have that phrase, don't just sit up there, get up and do something. Or don't just stand there, do something. What Jesus does, instead of doing more, he stops. He hears what the Father has to say. He gets filled with spiritual fuel so that he can go out and do even greater than those who want to keep churning and making things happen.
It's a very, just what you said, I think it clarifies so much of what these Gospels are telling us. And we call this in the footsteps of Jesus, but he is being directed. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and we're following him, but it's not, you know, literally following him. We're following the way he knows how to make the next step and the next place and taking that pause and talking to the Father and then moving out again because he says, "I have come to preach." I mean, that's one of the things he's come to do.
Jesus says to his disciples later, "Remain in me and I will remain in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but through me will come great fruitfulness."